Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 per hour plus a $175 weekly bonus for some shifts. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
I feel like Nancy Kerrigan and Tonya Harding.
Like
when I watch him, it makes me, that's a musty reference.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
I mean, there's two twins.
And James Strebel.
Brooks Koepka, he's a good looking dude.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
You know, when he was pulled over in Florida, he had weed, Viagra, Ambien. Oxycontin. I mean, that's a really good cocktail there, by the way.
Ah, yes, we made it to this Friday. It's The Take. It's ESPN 680. And it's 105.7 ESPNLouisville.com, the ESPN Louisville app. It's been a long week. It's Friday. Looks like it's going to be nice today, right? Maybe nice Sunday. Not too bad Sunday. Saturday, we'll see. But we got you for the next 3 hours right here on ESPN Louisville. I'm Andy Sweeney. James Strebel will be here in short order, and he's going to be defensive today because Mitch is going to go at him. Mitch, good afternoon.
Mitchell Hannigan.
What's going on, Mitch? How are your bets? You had Justin Thomas today. You're feeling good. Well, what's happening?
Let me grab the notebook here. Yeah, Justin Thomas over DeChambeau, that bum.
He's not a bum. He's injured, isn't he?
He's playing well today, but he's still a bum in my eyes.
Well, why don't you like that guy? He's a bro dude. What are you talking about? Why don't you not like DeChambeau?
I like Koepka as my bro dude.
Okay. Well, if you got to pick one, understandable. So that's it? That's the only bet you had? That's it?
No, sorry.
That's the end of the Mitch bet?
So I usually never bet golf. I should say usually. I never bet golf. And so I was like, you know what? I'm going to do. I got some money in the account after my big wins
Stanford. I thought you were going to take money
The Stanford win.
Mitch, several hundred dollars.
I was like, let me just, you know, play some bets for the Masters. And now I'm fully invested, man. Now I've been watching it the entire day. I'm going to watch it this entire weekend. it's coming down to crunch time today. I got Matt Fitzpatrick over Fleetwood. I think they're tied 2 under right now. I got Justin Thomas over DeChambeau. So that's going to be a winner because Thomas is just playing unreal right now. And I got Morikawa over Jordan Spieth. I think that one's going to be a loser.
That's a loser. Yeah, Spieth has been all right today.
And then I have Paul Casey over Rory because that's just me fading.
Bum.
That's just me fading long.
Nice. Well, where is that at? Is that okay?
Rory's
he's done.
Me,
okay.
He's,
yeah. Well, there you go. 437-968. You know it's a Friday. You know Mitch is going to have the mixtape for you presented by the Hightower Men's Clinic coming your way at about 525 today. Otherwise, we are wide open as we get into this Friday. And I don't know. I think there are some things to talk about. Obviously, today saw an article with Tutu Atwell. I want to get to that. People retweeting, battling Dick Vitale on Twitter. You know, we got to get to that. And then Strebel told us what he had today, Mitch. And you think he's dropping the ball? I don't want you to say what he's dropping the ball on, but I would agree with you. So this show has been missing Strebel being strong about one particular thing. And quite frankly, it's embarrassing.
Yeah. Big Boy, just to like give you a little peek behind the curtain, Big Boy was chesty today coming out the gate about Kentucky football.
7:30 in the morning tweeting Blankenbaker.
Yes. Very chesty.
Texting Blankenbaker. Sorry. 7:30, 8 o'clock in the morning texting Blankenbaker because, I mean, who told him? Was it Rowland? Was it Travis Kraft? I mean, somebody told him Kentucky's going to get some football players here in the next couple weeks.
And then he just disappeared for like 4 or 5 hours.
I haven't heard anything from him all day. Nothing.
And then we ask him what he has, and, you know, the number one thing is Kentucky football.
He's going to walk in here today at 3:15. Pick up Busch Light on the way, Strebel. How about that? You're in no hurry today. We'll get a Masters update. So you've got a shot that you want to take at him. We can do that.
Yeah.
I got a couple different Kentucky things that we can get to. But just right off the bat, 437-9680. Just listen. Right off the top. this has been talked about. I want to be clear that we have talked around this, I feel like, in 100 different ways. And this is about U of L basketball. And, Mitch, I want your opinion on what I'm about to say. So as this ongoing saga of roster construct continues, and by the way, I got something for Kentucky in all of this, something that I did notice that John Hale and Kyle Tucker have talked about a little bit today. So somebody within that athletic department within the last couple days has been talking for these guys to get info to write, you know, what you could say would be similar stories today. So we'll get to that as we go. But just quickly, I sit back today, and I'm watching everyone on Twitter. All right, Mitch? I'm watching everyone on Twitter as Louisville fans are sold. They're going to get the kid from Florida, Noah Locke, and it's almost like I feel like, that we're writing his name in. I mean, you would agree with that, right? I almost feel like we're kind of writing this guy's name in, and that's fine if you want to do that.
I would be shocked if we didn't hear anything this weekend, be quite honest.
Well, there you go. And so you have the David Johnson stuff that we've talked about ad nauseum. You understand the David Johnson conversation. And I say all of that because our buddy Chris Hatfield and others are putting out there what the lineups could be, what the lineups could look like, what the depth could look like. Obviously, last year, the depth was an issue, okay? And I look at the team this year as we go through this, and Chris Mack is trying to figure out a number of things, coaching staff, roster construct, and everything else. Is it too simple to say, and maybe it is it too simple to say that Louisville basketball this year, how good they are, I believe a strong percentage, a high percentage, is if Carly Jones comes back? And we've been talking about it, and we've been talking about, well, you know, Louisville's going to get Noah Locke, and it was Jared West from Marshall, and there are other names out there, and it's L. Ellis is going to be a stud, and it's, I mean, there's all these conversations. We've had the David Johnson conversation. Nobody really thinks. It would be a massive surprise, obviously, if he came back. But then when we get to Carly Jones in the analysis there, everybody says the same thing, and it's not wrong. I want to be clear. It's not wrong. I'm just saying the analysis is the same, and that is it's a 50-50 shot. Good, great. I think everybody now, I think Louisville fans understand now where their roster stands except for that. And I got looking, and Mitch, you tell me, but I think Carly Jones coming back or not coming back is, it's not Russ Smith. Is it Montrezl Harrell level? Like, I ask that because I feel like that is such a good player, okay, that if he comes back, you don't care what David Johnson does. You don't need Chris Mack to go get a mid-major player. By the way, a lot of the top mid-major guys, okay, they're committing right now, right? Your boy Musselman is cleaning up, okay? And we know, like, Kentucky's going to be, yes, we know Kentucky's going to be in on some. And I feel like, look, I'm looking at Louisville next year. And if you give me, you would consider what, Dre Davis, what, a three, I guess? A two, maybe a three. I don't know what you consider Dre Davis. I tend to think Dre Davis is going to see some massive dwindling playing time, potentially. But, I mean, like, you know, L. Ellis, and I give you Jared West, and I'll give you Noah Locke, and I'll give you Mike James, who I've never seen play. And if I gave you Mike James, and if I give you those four guards, like, that's not going to be good enough, right?
Not
right? Like, you would agree with that. Like if Carly Jones doesn't come back, and you tell me that Jared West from Marshall, who, I mean, come on, no one's really that excited if he's a starter. That's not going to be good enough. L. Ellis, fine. Again, you want to put L. Ellis alongside Carly Jones, right? You want the best possible. you know, at that swing position, Sam and Matt Cross, and then Withers, Trainer, and Malik. I say that because I don't know. I'm not sold how good of a roster that's going to be. And the reason I say that is not because I don't think J.J. Trainer is going to get better. Oh, I think J.J. Trainer, who averaged 3 points and 2 rebounds and 0.1 assists per game, is going to get a lot better. In fact, I agree with the amount of Louisville fans that have come out and said, damn, this guy should have played more. Like, I'm with you on that. J.J. Trainer was underutilized when you got into ACC play.
Yeah,
as Louisville, go ahead, sorry. As they got into ACC play, he played less and less.
Yeah, with that recruiting class, too, I think Louisville fans had the most hope for potential out of Trainer than any other. I mean, Dre Davis was kind of a surprise early on in the season, but I mean, he played to what we would expect towards the end. But
I'm just saying, you don't know anything about your roster. That's what I'm trying to say.
No.
And Carly Jones would erase all of that, right? Because Al Ellis is coming from JUCO. Like, I'm already looking at Louisville fans this year, and here's what I'm using, not against them, but this is my opinion on all this. Louisville fans believe that this year is a year coming up that Chris Mack needs to show something. That's not me saying that, even though I agree 100%. But that is the narrative around Louisville fans. And Ethan Moore was on with Diener today. He's like, yo, you need to make the second weekend. I need to see in the Sweet 16. Well, it's been a long time since that happened. I'm not saying I disagree. I think Louisville, the expectations have been lowered for a myriad of reasons. But you have J.J. Trainer, who's 3 points and 2 rebounds. You have Matt Cross that played in, like, half the games maybe, right? Didn't play from late January on for Miami. You have a guy coming from the JUCO ranks. I'm just adding this together. I mean, we have, you know, we talk about Wheeler. I don't know what his health is. I don't know what Malik is. And it's good that he came back, obviously, for another year. But I think Louisville, unless Chris Mack, and I leave this open, I just don't know if it's the case. I don't know. If Carly Jones does not come back, can he go out and get somebody pretty much the same way John Calipari needs to go get somebody? Because we agree that Cal needs to go get a stud, right?
Yeah,
But you understand that. Like everyone knows that. Kentucky fans know that. Louisville fans know it. Anyone paying attention at all to Kentucky, they know that. And if Carly Jones ends up going, now you have to, now you not only have to, you say, well, L. Ellis replaces David Johnson. Fair enough. Good enough. Understandable. Okay? But the other guys replacing Carly Jones, that ain't them. That ain't Noah Locke. I have no idea if Mike James is going to be able to come in. Again, I'm not saying they can't play. I'm saying next year, you guys have told me it's a make or break year. And there's going to still be a lot of youth on the team if you think Mike James and is it Roosevelt Wheeler or Reggie?
It's Roosevelt.
Roosevelt Wheeler are going to play and are going to need to play significant minutes. And so those are the things. I feel like people haven't just come out and just outright said it. And that is Louisville basketball, if they're going to be in the second weekend, okay, this coming season, Carly Jones needs to be on the roster. And if he's not, it's understandable. The guys went through, you know, college basketball long enough, and it's time to move on and go make some money. And I think there would be a chance that he could stick on an NBA roster, absolutely, as a backup player. I don't think that is too much of a hot take.
Also, do we want to hit this update in 30 seconds?
Oh, yeah, I guess we can. Big Boy's not here yet, is he?
No, he's not.
No, he's not. Well, yeah, that's because Louisville didn't have a player transfer. I mean, if there's an injury today, if it came down to Malik Cunningham tore his ACL today in practice.
Oh, 3:05.
He'd have been there at 3:04, yeah. 3:04, you know, the bridge. You know, the bridge didn't take too long.
We're going to hit this update in 10 seconds, and then when we come back, there's some news circulating. I see you text line. There's some news circulating we'll touch on, but we're going to hit this.
We're going to touch on news.
Yep, but
next.
To Augusta first.
Bet Rivers Sportsbook has supercharged its iOS app. Download the update today from the Apple App Store and see the difference for yourself. Must be 21 or over to play. Playable only in Indiana. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
I want to have some lunch with Mike Pratt. I'm jealous.
Not Bob?
Bob, too. Yeah, he can come. Yeah, absolutely. Mostly Mike.
Wow.
And James Strebel.
Wow.
I'll have lunch with Bob, too.
Mark that, Mitch.
Mike, I mean, Mike Pratt.
Give that to Nick Valvano. Wow.
It's not a shot at Bob. It's Mike Pratt. And who has more fun with us and Mike Pratt? Mike Pratt has a great time with us. It's awesome.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Hey, a big thank you to George and his team at Bear Nose by the Bridge. Bear Nose dropping off some lunch today to the ESPN Louisville studios. If you're thinking of lunch or dinner, Bear Nose, they got you covered tonight and this weekend. And they're still delivering alcohol. I will say this, Mitch, whether it be across state lines or it be, you know, restaurants such as Bear Nose delivering alcohol, boy, when the world changed a year ago, they were able to change some of those rules, weren't they?
Sped up that process real
boy,
quick.
Boy, that process.
I can't put a $10 bet on Justin Thomas to win the Masters, but wait, I can get a cold six-pack delivered right to me right now.
We should do that, actually. Strebel's embarrassing himself. He's texting us, "I'm sorry I'm late. There was a wreck. I hate to be late." Like, you're late every day, Strebel. So he's going to be here in a second. But Bear Nose by the Bridge, they got you covered. Yeah, it's that good. It's Bear Nose Pizza. And I know George and company, busy. Downtown Louisville, very busy. And we appreciate them. Okay, so what's the news? You kind of made that sound ominous, if you will, because I didn't know what you were talking about, and so now I look at the text line, and so there you go. What is the news out there in college basketball world that you think is something that we need to bring up?
So Cincinnati is parting ways with head coach John Brannan.
Okay, there it is. So that's now official. Did it say in any of your tweets that you have seen, they said they're doing that for cause, that they have cause? Because I'm sure that's been the fight the last several days or weeks, is trying to pin something on them so you don't have to pay him any money on the way out. We know that here at U of L.
Not yet, but I'm sure by the end of the show we will get an answer to your question.
Well, I mean, I'm going to put this on Twitter. We need Chris Mack to hire this guy, right?
Yes, because I can't wait to just see how the fan base reacts if he does, or when he does.
Oh, it's going to be, I need a late picture. Like they're going to get riled up, right? Everyone's going to get riled up, right?
You need a late picture. I need a TikTok. I need both.
Oh my God.
I need a TikTok at the lake house.
Man, boy, now you're asking for everything.
I'm a greedy man.
I'm just asking for a photo. You're asking for full video at the lake house.
Yes.
By the way, this weekend, lake house, that sounds great, doesn't it?
Oh, of course.
Sounds like the best thing ever. Well, so do you want this guy?
No.
I mean, he was a head coach, but let me put it to you this way. I can understand why you wouldn't want this guy. Everyone left at Cincinnati, but I don't know the particulars there, to be quite honest. Like, we don't know everything that happened there. And a bunch of guys left at Cincinnati, but, I mean, you don't think John Brannan would ever come in and start pushing players away at U of L, right? It's not like he's going to get hired and Sam Williamson and L. Ellis are going to leave.
No.
Am I wrong?
No, none of that's going to happen. But, like, I mean,
by the way, Strebel's here. Is that a Koran shirt or a Koran? Is that a Koran shirt that you have on there? Wow, the Koran. I didn't know you guys taught that there.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
You got to learn about all religions.
There you go.
Take that deep breath.
There was no wreck.
There was. Yes, there was. There was.
Mitch looked it up. It was during the break. We weren't even going to say anything.
It was coming from Louisville, going on the way to Indiana, where you get from Louisville to the bridge on Indiana. There was a wreck. They had the entire thing shut down. Police cars, ambulances shut down. They're diverting all the traffic around and onto the bridge through that way. So they had to go all the way around. So they're diverting all this traffic. There was a wreck.
Oh, I do see a red
line. Oh, you do.
Well, now you see it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but why did you
bum?
Yeah, but why did?
Dribble's lying. There's not a wreck.
No,
did you stop
for
Bush Light?
Easy to find.
Did you stop
for
Bush Light?
I didn't.
You didn't.
No.
Okay.
What are we supposed to do now?
There's some left, right? I thought if there was
no, there's a, not.
There's
you drank,
not.
You drank 30 of them in the
no,
last 3 days.
No, I didn't. But I'm here, and it does bother me to be late. It's one of
but you're late every day.
No, but I'm expected to be here at like 3:15, and I'm here around 3:15 every single day, except for when I'm off and I'm here on time. And when I'm this late, it bothers me. I'm a very punctual person. If I'm expected to be somewhere at a specific time, I should be there at a specific time.
Do you want us to punish you? Do you want us to?
No, it just beat myself up about it.
You're gonna beat yourself up about it.
I'm stressed out. Like it
really, you're stressed out right now.
Late, yes.
You want me to call her Emily? What do you want me to do to
in my marriage?
What, in your marriage?
Yeah, because my wife is on her
punctual.
Own. She's on her own time.
Yeah.
You know, she wants to be there when she wants to be there. And I'm pacing around the house.
Yeah, but you're like that in a lot of other things. Like your kids want to go fishing, but you won't take them fishing.
Yeah, good point.
Because you don't want to go. Your wife wanted to be a world-class cyclist, and you ditched the very expensive bike that she once got
still
you.
In the garage.
Is it really?
Hanging on the wall.
Is it a nice one?
It's a really nice one, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I might buy that from you. I'm
really?
Not kidding.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding.
You don't have to buy it from me. You don't have to buy it from me.
Okay, well, there we go.
Yeah.
John Brandon, what do you guys think? So you don't want to, Mitch. I'm pivoting against this. I think Chris Mack not hiring anybody. I think he was waiting for this. What if he was?
Oh, you're probably right.
I mean, he hasn't hired an assistant. Beard's hired 9 of them.
Yeah.
Right?
A texter brings up a great point. Imagine being a Cincinnati fan. Cronin leaves and takes UCLA to the Final Four in year two, and you're already firing.
Yeah, bleep them. The Bengals suck.
I know.
The Reds suck.
Right.
The Bearcats suck.
They stink.
Xavier has Travis Steele.
Yeah,
going 500. Yeah,
right.
Bleep off Cincinnati.
No one
I don't
cares
feel
about
bad
them.
For Cincinnati.
No,
I don't either.
Bleep
no.
Cincinnati.
It's funny.
I want everything bad. The only person I like is Joe Burrow, and God bless him.
Oh, I
he
know.
Can't get out of there quick enough.
No, he's going to be gone as soon as a big job.
Yeah,
you know,
they're going to try franchise tag him then instead of giving him money.
Yeah,
he's the only one I like.
Yeah,
he's the only one that could take that city. I agree with Diener and I agree with Mitch on that. When it comes
a
to
bum town.
Yeah, I'm just I agree with him.
There's
so John Brandon gets run out of there. I don't know.
Oh,
I mean, Chris Mack hasn't made a hire yet. I need it. Listen, I need boat, L's up, or uh-oh, with the little eyes, nope. L's up, and then I need a release coming down the pike from Kenny Klein. I may go on the air Saturday.
If it happens.
I'll be so damn happy. I need this just for the content.
And then I
need Chris Mack to look right into the Zoom. And say, blank, I don't care about you. You
Ooh.
Can go to Keeneland all you want with Gunter Brewer. I got something for you, then hold up one finger. That's what I need.
That would be amazing.
That's all
that
I need.
It's just going to be funny how Louisville fans are going to morph this into, like, it's like the guy's being run out of town. Like, they don't want him. They want nothing to do with him. They want to boot him, kick his
Who cares?
Out there. Yeah. But they're gonna morph into, wow! This guy's great.
I don't know, man. I think there's going to be a segment they're going to be pissed. That's why I want it. Because I think you're going to get, like, I think you're going to get factions. You're going to get, like, Rummage versus Blank. You're going to, you understand?
That's true.
You're going to get battles within U of L L1C4 factions.
But is this the way that maybe, like, Blank and Baker and some of those people that crush Matt can, like, try to get back into the good graces of Louisville basketball? Like, I actually respect
Maybe.
This hire.
You know what?
I respect this
he's
hire.
He's down on his luck.
Yeah.
If you don't give people second chances, you don't throw people away.
I mean, he's
Mitch, get your – I want you to
– Grace.
Yeah, no, yeah, here's what I want you to do, Mitch. I want you to flip the page in your little book. I want you to write something down, okay? 3:30 p.m. on April the 9th, that Blank and Baker, if they ever hired Brandon, would say, you don't give up on people. I'm a firm believer in that. I want you to write that down. Listen, I want you to take a picture of it so people know. Right now, we need to mark this sound so we're not completely full of it. Do you understand?
Bookmark
and Texter, they're not going to hire him. No, I have no inside information. I have no idea. I would highly doubt it, but you never know. It's Chris Mack's dude.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you know.
They've worked together before.
I mean, you know, you could sell the particulars of what happened there. I don't know what happened there. I'm going to need to find out. Texas says, the sports talker has alluded to some bad news for UK this afternoon. Friday news dump, any inside info from a sea of blue?
No, I would imagine, if I were to guess, it would be basketball transfer stuff. That would be my guess.
Well, I thought it was going to be that quarterback going to Rutgers. Gavin is
Gavin Wimsatt?
Yeah.
And it might be. Yeah, because I think he's announcing.
He's announcing today, isn't he?
Yeah,
isn't it 4 o'clock?
He put that out last night.
Yeah,
so,
isn't it 4 o'clock?
I think so, yeah.
Well, there it is.
In the next 30 minutes.
So he's going to go to Rutgers.
He's going to go to Rutgers.
Okay.
Yeah. I thought it might be basketball transfer.
To Rutgers.
I don't care. We're cleaning up in other areas, so you can go. We oh, your quarterback room's stacked.
Stacked.
We're fine. Stacked.
Oh, stacked. Yeah. Okay.
Stacked. We're getting 4 stars.
You picked
next
them to
week,
go.
The
you picked
week
them to
after.
Go. Who told you that? I'm
what?
Interested in who told you that.
About what?
Well, you woke up this morning firing text at Blankenbaker and others.
Just because I
you
saw
you
it.
You talked to Travis Graff or Justin Rowland?
No, no,
you
no,
talked
no.
to somebody.
No, I saw it on A Sea of Blue, and I saw it on Twitter that Kentucky's
well, who
does
Sea of Blue steal
land,
it from? Who did they take it
247.
From? 247. Okay, so they stole it from
yes.
them. Okay.
Yeah, so Kamari, oh gosh, was it Landers, who's a Michigan tackle, is set to announce on May 7th, and he's 100% crystal ball to Kentucky. Yeah.
What does
so,
Jody think? Huh? Does Jody have him going to Louisville?
Jody probably has him going to Louisville.
Okay,
yeah,
he has
so
him going to Louisville.
Kentucky
so
football's
so
in good, a good
so,
spot.
Well, who
right
else?
Now,
just him?
No, they got the Keontae Goodwin, the
is
Wade
that the
twins.
Kid that lived 5 minutes?
Yeah, for,
okay.
For us, Charles, from
Charlestown, Indiana.
So in the matter of a month, they're going to get probably 4 really good commits.
Are they all 4 stars?
The tackle that I just mentioned,
right.
Landers, is a 3-star.
Okay, I don't care about him. I don't care about him.
Clint got him. I'm fine.
Yeah, I don't care. He's a high 3-star. Yeah.
Yeah, he's a 3-star. And still.
Texas says in sports, we don't give up on white people.
Jeff
sorry to make that awkward for you guys, but I agree with that guy.
Yeah.
Sorry to throw the dead fish in the lap of the show.
Well, speaking
I
of
saw
giving,
that and I agreed with
speaking
that.
Speaking of giving people second chances, Jeff Goodman saying that Archie Miller might be in the mix for Cincinnati. You know what? That's perfect for Archie.
You know what?
Archie in Cincinnati, perfect man.
Yes, yes.
Put that up at ESPN 680. Is Archie Miller and his disposition perfect for Cincinnati?
He is.
Yes or no?
He is. They need a little, I mean.
And let me guess, everyone will say, he'll do a great job there.
Oh, that's his.
He'll do a great job there, Andy. You wait. You wait.
Wait,
you
see.
Wait. He's learned. He's learned. To hell with Archie Miller. Bleep
Arch
off.
Will figure it out. Arch will do it.
Texas says the UK delegation would like to trade T.J. Walker to any other fan base.
Oh, wow.
Settle down.
T.J. Walker. What the
him and his wife are
do?
Having a baby. How
they
about
are,
that?
They are having a baby.
You going to get
yeah.
him a gift? Maybe a little UK onesie?
I don't know him that well.
Yeah, you know,
I've never met him in person. So
really?
I haven't. No, I've not met T.J. Walker in person. We've conversed via Twitter, but never face-to-face.
Texas says Vince Tyree made Mac fire Murray and Dino. You really think he'd let him hire Brandon? No chance in hell.
Did Tyree make Mac?
Well, wait a minute. But even if that were true, which I don't know if that is.
Yeah, I
okay?
don't know about that.
In fact, I don't think it is.
No.
But even if that were true, what would that have to do with Brandon?
He's a bad guy. I don't know.
When's that ever mattered in sports?
Yeah, exactly. The scoundrels get hired every day in sports
yeah.
at all levels. And I just – it doesn't seem like Vince Tyree's the type of guy that walks into coaches' offices and said, you need to fire someone.
Texas says, is Round Daddy going to KSR Bar this weekend to watch WrestleMania with Matt and company and Shannon the Dude?
No, I only like basically wrestling from about 86 to about 2001. That's when I stopped.
That's when you stopped.
That's when I stopped.
You look like wrestling.
Yeah, I loved wrestling.
I'm sure you did.
I got. I got the.
Oh, it's terrible now. It's terrible.
I got the Peacock streaming service though, just so I could go back and watch old WWE stuff, which
nice.
I've been doing, and it's a lot of fun. I've been taking advantage of that. It's $4.99 a month. It's worth it.
Texas
worth
says
it.
This is a complete waste of time talking about it. Okay, what else? Okay.
Yeah, all
well,
the
sorry.
Events
I,
that
I,
happened today.
I opened with Carlete Jones. They need to have him coming back, and Louisville fans are not having are not talking about it as much as they should, and that wasn't good enough.
No.
That wasn't good enough. So there you go.
Talk about a prospective assistant coach when Mac hasn't hired any assistant coaches. That's news. Mac's got to get on the ball here and start hiring guys and start solidifying the transfer market, one would think.
Texas says UK going to miss out on adding their 9th QB to the roster, but they got a 5-star kicker.
That's right.
Texas says, according to Freddie Maggard and Cerebral, the SEC and NFL should cancel next season and just send UK to the Super Bowl.
No,
oh, of course.
I didn't say anything
yeah.
like that.
Yeah.
I've never said anything like that. I'm picking them to go 6-6.
No, you're not. No,
yes,
you're
I
not.
Am.
You're talking
I've
big
been
beliefs.
Not
I'm talking
by September, you won't.
I'm talking Cerebral. Big there's bleep no, there's about no the chance. Recruiting class for next season. They're doing a really good job early on in this class. It's already 31. It's already ahead of Auburn and a bunch of SEC teams. I think they're going to be fine. But I think this season there will
yeah,
be some growing pains.
They're going to be fine.
There's going to be some
That's
growing
exactly
pains this season with the offense. I think they go 6-6. Honestly. I don't.
So you're talking. Because I'm happy. You're talking bleep for the future.
I know.
You're
I'm talking
your
bleep.
Shot for no, years down
I'm
the road.
I'm talking my bleep. I'm talking bleep because I think it's funny that Kentucky's, you know, because Blank and Company want to talk about this great recruiter that Satterfield is, and you know, losing Dwayne Ledford, not a big deal. Losing Ponce de La Ponce, not a big deal. And then you're sitting, you're stuck with nothing. Well, Mark Stoops, who's this ass hat of a coach, according to them, can't coach, can't recruit. It's just racking up recruits. And they're sitting there going, well, Gunter Brewer told me the Freaks are really playing well at spring ball. It's all, no, that's why I'm being mean and ugly. It has nothing to do with my confidence in Kentucky football this year. It's all these bums sitting around want to run their gums, and then when actual results start to come in, they shut up and they're quiet, and they want to talk about the Freaks. That's why I'm talking. That's why I'm calling out Blank, because I knew he'd be rushing, just wouldn't say anything. And he would,
Mitch,
oh, well.
What's he doing right
and,
now? Why are you going back at Blank today? It's been days since he said anything.
You asked me why I was doing what I'm doing, and I'm explaining it to you.
Texas says, Strebel is the kind of kid that used to, quote, punish himself so mommy and daddy didn't do anything real.
No, I got
kids do that.
Yeah, kids do.
Really?
Oh, Texas yeah. says
your kids
six...
ever do that?
Yeah, yeah. They put the soap in the mouth themselves.
He doesn't really do anything bad. So no, not really. But
well, that you know of.
He's the type of kid that would like I'll send myself to bed. Like he would do that. I didn't do that.
I'll send myself to bed.
Yeah, he's like, I'll send. But I didn't do that as a kid. I got punished for real.
Texas says, has Strebel been sniffing?
No, I have not been sniffing. I'm all jacked up. I'm just frazzled, so I'll be okay.
Texas says, you guys are morons. I can't hire anybody until the 30th. Oh, I agree with that.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about there hasn't been any scuttle very much at all.
No.
I mean, it's almost like they don't have two spots to fill for the most part.
Right.
Right? There just hasn't been a lot of talk. What's the guy he interviewed who stayed in Indiana
Hunter.
With Mike? Yeah, yeah. Hunter. I mean, that's been about it. Like, we haven't talked about it at all.
Yeah.
At all.
And, I mean, it's not like he's in a frozen
hole. I think he's got one spot, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that he's interviewing people means that there is movement, but maybe we just don't know what else is going on. But, yeah, it's a story. We know that he can't do anything until April 30th, but you want to think he's moving pieces around and trying to figure out who he wants.
I would love to know what Dino and Luke Murray are just doing right now.
Well, I would imagine those two would be doing two very different things.
Yes.
I would imagine Luke Murray's not doing doesn't Dino have like a home in the mountains in North Carolina? I thought Bob said something like that. Or a lake house
are
in North
you just getting
Carolina.
Like paid for like a month's work just to do nothing?
No, yeah, they'd be paid for a couple months. Yeah, I mean, they get paid their contract.
Heck yeah.
I mean, they're not firing them for cause. So yeah, they'll just pay whatever they had. So yeah, they got a couple months.
It's a great deal. That's a good.
That's not a great. Well, they got fired and embarrassed, and they got
getting paid for not doing anything. They're like thousands of dollars. I'll take that deal right now. I would take the deal right now.
You would take the public in embarrassment and humility.
Yeah, I
okay.
get paid thousands of dollars and they're rich.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I'd be okay with $100,000 salary. And
yeah, but you've
not
already done
anything.
It. It would just be the last month or so. It wouldn't be $100,000. You've already got the majority of that contract.
Right, but still, at the same time, you could be sitting, collecting a paycheck and looking for other jobs. Yes, I would take that deal, 100%.
Okay.
I know people that have taken deals similar, like at Ford and places like that. Like, okay, either. You know, you can be fired or be let go and get laid off and take a paycheck.
Texas says, Strebel a real pro at making it UK versus U of L when they were talking about him being a blowhard for UK football recruiting.
Why are you mad at me, Mitch? Where do you got to come at?
We'll get into it.
Okay.
I mean, we can do it right now.
I'm curious because I was like, Mitch has something for you. I'm going to beat Strebel over the head.
Well, here's the thing. 437-9680. This is where I think Mitch is going. A lot of times the topics that you have are things of the day.
Yeah.
Rory hits his dad in the leg. And see, this is the thing. Nobody cares what you think. No one cares what I think about that.
Okay.
No one cares about like you gotta talk about something other than the topic of the day.
Well, I was gonna relate it to something. I told you I was
gonna
relate it to.
You gotta have a decree. And you're a Kentucky fan that doesn't have a decree. All you Kentucky fans are sitting around here. We don't have one damn Kentucky topic in the last week.
I know, and I've talked about the. Let me get out my topics.
Go ahead, Mitch.
Let me get out my topics. Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead, Mitch. Go ahead.
Oh, it's a little bit to do with that, but I just think Carly Jones has completely neutered you. Because let's be honest, if Carly Jones doesn't come back, I mean, and this is another topic I want to get to. If Carly Jones doesn't come back, like, how will he be remembered to Louisville fans? Because I mean, they didn't make the tournament in anything. This guy's completely neutered you. You need to lay down the hand to John Calipari to go get this Marcus Carr guy.
Yeah, your guards are whatever. Yeah, let's go
right here. What does the silence around the basketball teams, which includes Kentucky, mean
what
while
does
everyone
it mean?
Else is landing in the transfer market?
What does it mean?
To
Let's
me,
go.
It means either one or two things. One thing, they know who they want, and they're just waiting on what their decision is going to be, like a Marcus Carr. The other thing is that there's so many guys out there that they don't know who to choose from or who to go after. While Eric Musselman and Nate Oates and people like, no,
Marcus
it's not a
Carr,
good thing.
Marcus Carr is the best transfer out there right
he
now.
Is,
the dude averaged 19 points in the Big Ten.
100%,
can you imagine what he can do in the SEC?
Absolutely.
Cal needs to go get this guy, like right now. He's not appearing in any NBA mock drafts.
He's not.
Convince him to come back for another year of college and, you know, build your profile and get drafted next year.
Your roster is subpar.
And that, it is subpar.
Well, why aren't you angry?
I am angry.
Why aren't Kentucky fans angry?
That was part of my topics that I wanted to talk about today. Yes, I'm angry because everyone else is
taking
moves.
This is great
because
we can't check him on
and
this.
And John Calipari.
Yeah, not Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, but on Friday he had topics.
John Calipari.
You like that, Mitch? On Friday, he brings out his phone and looks at his phone like we can see his phone.
If you ask me what I'm thinking about, I haven't written. I texted you guys. It's word for word. You guys saw this. This isn't hidden.
Tell Calipari.
It's word for word.
Tell Calipari then. Demand it right now.
I demand John Calipari get Marcus Carr. You know what it's going to do?
Go.
It's not going to do a damn thing because what I demand John Calipari.
Put it on
do.
A sea of blue.
He doesn't care.
That, put it on a sea
I'm not
of blue.
Having this sea of
Let's
blue
go.
Argument today.
Put it on
I'm
round
not,
of
I'm
shots.
I'm already mad. I don't want to have this
put
sea
it on
of
round of shots.
Round of shots. But no, the lack of movement in the transfer market for Kentucky and Louisville is bizarre.
Don't bring Louisville into this.
Okay, for Kentucky.
Don't bring Louisville
all right, fine.
Into this.
For Kentucky, it's stupid. It's bizarre. I don't understand. They get one guy. Actually, they have two guys. They got Oxford Tshiebwe and they got Kellen Grady. And I looked at David Cobb's winners and losers in the
Who's
transfer.
David Cobb.
He writes for CBS.
No.
Winners and losers.
Who are the winners and losers?
Kentucky was one of the winners.
Who are the winners?
And they, it was, of course,
Mitch,
like
give me,
Arkansas.
Give me David Cobb to talk winners and losers.
I think
Let's
we had him
here.
On a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I was going to say, did we have him on?
I can't remember.
We did have him on. But Kentucky was the winner because of Kellen Grady and Oscar Tshiebwe. And I was like, that's fine, but there still needs to be more. There's still gaping holes in that roster, and Calipari needs to get it done. When you see Nate Oates and Eric Musselman and all these coaches reaching out and getting transfers, boom, boom. Boom, boom, and Cal's not doing anything. It's worrisome and it's bothersome. 100%.
Okay. Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay. There okay. we go. I'm
just saying, he legit needs to go get Marcus Carr. You guys have a
yeah,
single.
But here's the thing, Mitch. Cal's being silent. And when Cal goes and gets somebody like he got the O'Grady kid, I know his name's not O'Grady. Strebel and all these Kentucky fans are going to go, Cal's back. He's the Don. Real kings move in silence. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah, if he gets someone good. Now, if he gets a bum transfer, then it'll be upset. But if he does end up landing a Marcus Carr or something like that, then you can look back and say, okay, he was doing something.
I'd love the backcourt of a Davidson player and a Minnesota player. There's something about that that makes me happy. Louisville right now is staring a Marshall 5'9 guy and a JUCO player right in the puss. As old
Bobby
B
would
say. Right in the old puss.
It is odd that, you know, now we have these big-time programs coveting these guys from smaller-time programs and trying to woo them to come play basketball for them. It's weird. And that's what the transfer market's brought us to. That's where we are now. We're in the time in college basketball where John Calipari, who just talked to all these badass recruits, is begging Minnesota and Davidson transfers to come to Kentucky.
By the way, the Wimsatt kid committed to Rutgers
like
3 minutes ago, whatever it was.
So he's ahead of schedule.
Yep.
He's before 4 o'clock.
There you go. Right. How about that?
Congrats to him. I hope he does well.
You think is Big Dog going to reach out to him and say, thank you for letting us be a part of your life? For the last couple years, Mitch, do you think so? Can we reach out and see if that's the case?
I think Big Dog will still be recruiting him.
You think he'll be okay?
I think, yeah. Oh, I think football is very strange. Football, unlike basketball, basketball, when a kid commits, for the most part, they stay. Football, there's more fluidity. So I would assume they'll still recruit him, but I don't think they'll get him at all.
By the way, Jeff Goodman mentioned not only Archie Miller, but Frank Martin at South Carolina to go to Cincinnati. Now, that seems more Cincinnati.
Angry Frank Martin.
Yes, yes. Angry, scary Frank Martin, I think, fits with Cincinnati better than pathetic Archie Miller.
No, I'm still with Archie.
Sweaty, pathetic Archie Miller.
Now, we need Archie to have to bend the knee even more. We need him to have to go somewhere, like take a year off or something like that.
And then go like Western Carolina and try to work his way
back.
That's
exactly. That's what I need. I don't know why. That's what I want.
The redemption of Archie Miller.
Texas says, did Strieble just say gaping holes?
Yes.
Texas says, did Murray State just beat out Louisville for the South Carolina transfer? Mitch?
They did just get a South Carolina transfer. I had no idea if Louisville was involved or not. I'm going to say no because the dude averaged like 5 points a game. So I hope I hope Louisville would not be involved. But I'm excited.
Why wouldn't Louisville be? He was underutilized. Mac will understand how to unlock his potential. How dare you?
Exactly.
How dare you? It's disgusting. On this Friday, to say something, right? That gross and disgusting.
On this beautiful day.
I mean, Rummage is listening to us at Disney, and, you know, he's having a good time.
He's on a safari.
Yeah, he's on a safari. He's got a $19 hot dog in his mouth right now. And you're saying blasphemous things like that.
He dropped his hot dog.
This guy would be 25 a game. Five at South Carolina. It'd be 25 a game here.
Yeah.
Texas says Andy doesn't like the transfer portal. It's not sexy enough for him. Yeah.
There is a little bit to that. It just isn't – it's not as fun as high school recruiting. It's just not. I mean, I understand the rule, and that's the new reality of college basketball, but to me, it's just not as fun. I think it's more just – I don't know. It gives me anxiety thinking about this transfer portal.
People are killing you. You must have said something has brought in us to –
I did. I said –
What did you say?
I use the word brought in. It's terrible. That's terrible English.
You're being crushed over
I should be crushed over it, honestly. That's terrible. That's terrible grammar, brought in. That's not a word. That's not a word. And as soon as I said it, I knew in my head.
I didn't even hear it, so I just whizzed right on by.
Yeah, as soon as I said it in my head, I was like, that was really stupid. You sound like a moron. And they should call me
on it. And they called you on it.
They should.
Texter's telling me 437-968, Frank Martin signed a 2-year extension today. Well, number one, I didn't know that. Number two, I was just looking at Jeff Goodman's tweet like from like 10 minutes ago. That's all I know. Yeah. I'm just on the air. I see that. That's a conversation piece. I don't give a damn who Cincinnati hires, honestly. I don't care if they have a basketball team. Like, I don't care at all.
What if they just
can just fold up. I don't care. I literally don't care at all.
Yeah, what if they did just, like, call it quits? Like,
that's fine.
We don't have any players. We don't have a coach. Yeah, we're good. We'll be a football school.
Texas says, what does Strieble think of gaping holes?
They need to be filled.
Texas says, Wimsatt committed to Rutgers LMAO Strieble.
Yeah, like I said, they've got 4 stars and a 3-star coming in, so it's okay. I'm all right. I'm okay with that. And but Louisville was in on him, too. It wasn't like it was just Kentucky. That was a Satterfield recruit as well. So where are y'all at with that?
Well, Satterfield doesn't have anybody
True.
He doesn't have anybody.
And he plays quarterback.
It's so sad.
It is sad.
Yeah, Mitch is fine with it, though. Yeah. Mitch is fine. Yeah. It doesn't bother him. It bothers some people. It doesn't bother him.
Not Mitch.
437-9680. I do have a question for Kentucky and then Kentucky fans this today, and Strieble's been a part of it. It was just perfect, the Cade Cunningham stuff. We got to get to that.
Oh, I liked it.
It was, it's perfect. All of it's perfect.
Yeah.
It's awesome. And then I don't know why you guys still care what Dick Vitale thinks, but he tweets something.
Everyone gets mad.
And everyone gets mad. I'm like, you guys really want to do this? Like, I almost text Biscuit today. Do you really want to, in Ennis, do you really want to just beat old man Dick Vitale over the head with a musty, crusty take that supports coaches? Is that all you want to do? I mean, we really need to do that. And the answer is yes.
Yeah.
The answer is yes. So we'll do that. 2-2 article I want to get to. A couple more roster things. God, we got some sound. We got the mixtape. We're loaded today. We got you until 6 o'clock here on this Friday on ESPN 680.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.